There was a moment when I told my husband, maybe I need to send them to school because I'm the problem. Like, they would be safer. And there was so much pain in that self-judgment and also hopelessness. I couldn't understand. 2 years of doing inner childhood healing, and it just didn't translate. It was like, oh, I'm still snapping. Mm-hmm. There was this pattern where the girls would get into conflict, and I just didn't know how to handle conflict. I didn't know I was being triggered. I didn't know that there were all these thoughts in my head. So there were all these things that were happening, and I only understood that they had happened by the time I exploded. Then having to deal with the result of the mess. I had to call my husband, and I didn't even feel that I could be with them for more than maybe an hour and a half without any conflict. And I definitely didn't think I could take them out of the house by myself, all three.
Is your child's challenging behavior leaving you feeling exhausted, defeated, and hopeless? You are not alone. And I want you to know you are not a failure and your child is not broken. Welcome to Calm the Chaos Parenting, the podcast for parents raising strong-willed, highly sensitive, or neurodivergent children. I'm Dana Abraham, parenting expert, and I have helped hundreds of thousands of families just like yours. Each week, I'll share simple science-backed solutions to help you feel more grounded, in tune, and deeply connected to your child, no matter what challenge you face. Start your journey from surviving to thriving as a family at calmthechaospodcast.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to the Calm the Chaos Parenting Podcast. If you have read all of the parenting books, you've learned all the strategies, but you feel like you just are losing it on your kids, and you feel like a Taylor Swift song is playing over and over again in your house, and it's, hi, it's me, I'm the problem, it's me. If that is you, you are going to absolutely love today's episode, because I'm talking with a parent who was struggling with that exact feeling despite having doing so many parenting courses and having so much knowledge. So welcome, Christine. I'm so excited that you're here with us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be with you.
Yeah. And you just look like so amazingly beautiful there in Puerto Rico. I kind of wish I could whisk away and be there.
come to the east part of Puerto Rico, okay. Macau. That's where I live.
Awesome. Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your family before we dive into what was going on.
Yes. Okay. I am a mom of an almost 5-year-old, almost 4-year-old, almost 2-year-old. I am pregnant. I have dog and chickens and cats. It's just this massive life bursting life. Yeah. Beautiful. And we both work at home. We both are sort of navigate this whole not sending them to school as well. Mm-hmm. So all of that intensified the scenario.
Hey, you're unschoolers, right?
Yeah. So we are exploring self-directed education. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it because we just really want to stop the programming from the way we were raised. We wanted to parent differently. And we were really not feeling the school vibe right now. So then we decided to do this. And it's been quite a ride. And I'm so glad I found you, because I was starting to really doubt myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go back to that moment, because I started this episode by saying, if you raise your hand and you say, I'm the problem, it's me. And we have a lot of parents that come that way. But I also know that some people, they don't know that they're the ones that are the problem. And so I asked you before we started this, did you know that you were the problem?
There was a moment when I told my husband, maybe I need to send them to school because I'm the problem. Like, they would be safer. And there was so much pain in that self-judgment and also hopelessness and, oh my goodness, no matter how much meditation. And I come from having gone to retreats with Joe Dispenza. I was doing all this like meditation stuff, like getting into my center. I couldn't understand. 2 years of doing inner childhood healing, and it just didn't translate. It was like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm still snapping. Mm-hmm. There was this pattern where the girls would get into conflict, and I just didn't know how to handle conflict. I didn't know I was being triggered. I didn't know that there were all these thoughts in my head. So there were all these things that were happening, and I only understood that they had happened by the time I exploded. Then mm-hmm. having to deal with the result of the mess. I had to call my husband, and I didn't even feel that I could be with them for more than maybe an hour and a half without any conflict. And I definitely didn't think I could take them out of the house by myself, mm-hmm. all three.
that knowing or that feeling like I'm the problem. It was more of a blame, not a like silly, like what we just did of like, hey, it's me, I'm the problem, right? It was more of, oh my gosh, I'm at fault here and I'm to blame. And I want anyone to know that's listening, we're not here blaming or shaming anyone. This is actually way more common than most people think. And you had done so much like inner work and so much thought work and so much meditation. And so can you speak to a little bit about what shifted for you, considering you had done all this prior work on yourself?
Right before I found Calm the Chaos, I was trying to create it. So I started this circle with another mom who had done I. So I knew about respectful parenting, but it was all like these ideas that were like nice and okay, I agree with them. But right before I had started this and this group with moms and support group, and that was good because there was this outlet. But then when I found Calm the Chaos, I was like, no, I feel like we're the Olympians of society, right? Like we are at the front lines of raising the future generation. And if we don't get this right, like there are real consequences for society. So where's our support? I was always like, where's my people? And then when I found Calm the Chaos, it was like, okay, got it. I got my coach. I got my people cheering me on. I got my people wiping my tears and I got the training program. And so I was like, oh my God, we're not going to be able to do this. But there was a moment where I just was like, no, this is it. Someone created it, so I don't have to just create it from scratch. And it's going to be a huge advancement for me. And I would say the first thing for me in Calm the Chaos was just hanging on to it like it was a life vest. Like I was drowning. And this is like the thing that's going to keep us from drowning. And I focus on me. And I really wanted to focus on them. Like I just really wanted to be like, I don't want them to fight. But I started noticing, no, I got to start little and I'm going to just focus on me not blowing up. And I remember that my first vision, this question of what is your big goal? What is your big why? I just kept going like, I'm going to be able to say that I'm no longer triggered or there's so much time between triggers. And the biggest shift for me was that I stopped. I'm aware of so much that happens before I even get triggered. I understand so much is happening in the context, how to take care of myself. There's a whole infrastructure that I've had to create for myself that Calm the Chaos has given me step by step. And within 2 months, I would say the result was dramatic. The result was huge in how I was behaving. Now it's like, who am I? I don't even know. I'm like, of myself in the morning. Like I think about myself. What? I wash my face. I mean, it's all these things like putting on clothes, getting out of my PJs. I mean, all these things. I have my water bottle. I have snacks. I have emergency snacks for myself because I've identified all the things. I got all my coloring pencil, like all the things that I know that tell me around me in my space that I care for myself so that I can care for them better.
Yeah. Let's walk through that a little bit because I know people listening to this might be like, okay, great. So I got to focus on myself. What does that even mean? Because if you listen to your story, you were focusing on yourself. You were taking classes. You were listening to meditations. You were going to retreats. Like most people would put that in the category of focusing on yourself. So let's break this down so that someone listening can have some actionable takeaways. So let's do it in the terms of the Calm the Chaos framework. You connect, understand, empower. So let's start with what is like a mindset shift or what is something you had to do with your own thoughts or beliefs or ideas when you were in that place of I'm getting triggered 1 to 3 times a day and I'm exploding and how do I reduce that? And I'm going to focus on myself. What were some of those thoughts that went through your head or that you had to focus on?
I would say a big shift was the stop, breathe, anchor. And that allowed me to shift from I am in full emergency mode, so I'm getting ready to react, and then I'm actually creating a pause. So that muscle of learning to create the pause was one of the things that even though I was doing meditation, I wasn't translating it to my life. Mm-hmm. So I would be quick to react. The other one was identifying all the thoughts that were getting me really, really ramped up. I had so many thoughts. I had thoughts from, why is she doing this? There she goes again, climbing the counter. And I've told her so many times, she's already almost five, all these things. And it was like someone's yelling them in my head. So I had to start identifying that they were happening, and I didn't know, I did, but I didn't know what to do about it. So even though I was aware of how your thoughts create your reality, it was like there was that missing step of, oh, but you identify the thought that's making you feel a certain way and fueling you towards reacting and wanting to grab them. And then you say they need me or they're trying to tell me something. And boom, it was like that, and the stuff.
Putting it into curiosity.
And completely taking away the judgment. Maybe this meant that I wasn't being the authority. They weren't respecting, or I wasn't making myself respected enough. Like all these, all this.
Earlier when you were talking, you said, we have such a big job, we're on the front line, and there's so much at stake because we're raising in the next generation. And it's yes, and that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. And so just even releasing that pressure of, wait a second, I don't gotta get this perfect. Like, I can get this, and there is research that backs this up, friends. It is my favorite research in the world. It is Dan Siegel's research, and he says that you only got to get parenting 69% right. That's a D, friends. I can be a D student today. And it's really hard for this A plus student to be like, I can be a D student, but seriously, I can be a D student. I can at least get it 69% right. And I think that's where I saw the biggest changes in you, when you started to release that pressure you were putting on yourself to get it right, to say the right thing, to do the right thing, to play with them the right amount of minute, to interact the right way, to calm the right way, to reconnect the right way, to do the right breathing. It was like, once we remove that rightness, that perfectness, that pressure to just build the next generation, then it allows you to be human.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And there was also this, what I consider, it's like a new way. It's a rewiring of my brain of focusing also on what I'm getting right, which I wasn't. I was so focused on what I was not getting right and sort of ruminating. And that just continued to add more and more frustration to the next day and the next day. And hitting that, shifting gears and creating that kind of, it's a habit for me now. Like I did this. Okay, fine. I also, there was this one part that I didn't get right. Let's humbly and honestly take a look at it and see, okay, this is what happened. But now I know what happened. I didn't even know what happened before because of the tools that you present through Calm the Chaos, I can diagnose it, not diagnose it, but
identify it. Yeah. You can unravel it and you can get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dana here. And guess what? My book, Calm the Chaos, has officially launched. So if you enjoy the podcast and find the stuff we're sharing valuable, I'm 100% sure you're going to love the book. You can get your copy at calmthechaosbook.com. And if you use this link, you'll also get some special bonuses. So once again, the link is calmthechaosbook.com. Thanks. I hope you're enjoying the show.
So talk to me a little bit, and we talk a lot about connection and in respectful parenting and in the things you were doing, there was a lot of let's do this one-on-one time. And I'm not dissing one-on-one time. I hope people that listen to this podcast understand that it has its place. But we can spend all the time we want with our kids, but if we have resentment, frustration, or all of these thoughts that we're bringing to the table, and we're not actually accepting our kids for who they are, that wild child that likes to climb, or that kid that needs a lot of attention or connection, we can be disconnected even through connection. And so can you talk a little bit, I know that's something you worked on a lot, is just one, connecting with yourself, but also truly connecting with these kids you had in front of you so that you wouldn't feel so drained by what they were requiring of you.
Wow. Oh, can we do like a whole podcast just on that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's dive in. I mean, I know we're short on time today, but come on. Let's.
The connection part it's everything for me now, because to me, and I know other people have used Calm the Chaos for their inner child, to me, just becoming aware of where I am depleted and just becoming more aware of where my thinking is at, mm-hmm. and starting to use all these tools to just dump all the thoughts and the to-do list I have in my mind, I have been able to just clear up so much and just accept, okay, well, you can have the beautiful kitchen clean and tidy, or you can actually tell a story to your kids. This happened today. We have a couple of hours where we have a caregiver that takes care of the girls in the morning, and there's that transition time. And now I've become really good at transitions. And today it just spontaneously came out of all this work. I started telling them a story about when I was a little girl and where I would go to the park. Mm-hmm. And I just started describing everything, and they were just listening, all three of them. And I think this is the best transition I've had like ever. And I'm telling them about this type of dessert that it was in my childhood and they had never heard of it before. And they're just like, Mom, we want to try it. Will you? And it was just a beautiful moment where I'm noticing how they're listening to me and they're engaged and they're eating, and there was peace. And I wouldn't in a million years, I would have thought that this was possible. And so the more I implement the different parts and concepts of Calm the Chaos, the more I understand that presence is something that's so valuable, especially for the little ones. Mm-hmm. And they pick up on it when I'm in my head. I can be with them in front of them. Anything else, but I'm writing a proposal in my head. Yeah. And they're like, hello. Like, they will do something mm-hmm. to get you out of there. And so I've learned to understand to not judge their behavior as bad, but rather mm-hmm. they're telling me something. They want me to be. Yeah. So yes, I feel like I'm falling more in love with them every day. I honestly, it's like I can actually look at them and notice things that I had never noticed, like the way they laugh and the way they react to certain things, the way they move. We've had more and more and more of those moments every day where you just are mesmerized. That was not happening.
That is so incredibly beautiful. And knowing that you're bringing another child, and it's so beautiful knowing your journey, and that's your story to tell. But I know how hard this has been. And to hear you light up this way about your children and seeing them and noticing them about what you love about them instead of focusing on all the things that are hard. And it's not glossing over the hard stuff, but it really is just a different perspective. And I see the change. It's so, so beautiful. So I know that you've got a transition coming up because this is real life. You're a mom. And so you're watching the clock. And so I know we could talk for hours about this. And what I want to do, though, is I'm just curious if you could go back and talk to Christine 6 months ago, what would you say to her when she was like, I'm the problem. I can't do this. I'm losing my cool all the time. There's no hope.
I would tell her, and this is actually something that happened, there will come a time when you will watch your two-year-old pour your favorite tea all over the floor, and you will just notice that they're just being curious, and you will be capable of just connecting with them and calmly removing the tea and noticing that maybe the tea needs to be somewhere that's less accessible and not lose your shit. It's possible. I mean, this actually happened. My graduation moment where my husband was there and my toddler takes that tea and it's this loose leaf mint chocolate rooibos tea, and she's just like, oh, tea. And I honestly, genuinely, there was a little tiny part of me. And then immediately it was like I switch into the Calm the Chaos neural pathway. I went down to her level and I was like, maybe I can save it. And then I gave up on saving it. And I just put the whatever was left away, and I connected with her around it. And I noticed taking it in. And there was a need that she had. She had a sensory need. Wow. Like, I would have been so angry at that. Like, just angry. Oh my God, I would just hug myself and just tell my old self that it's okay. You're going to get through this. Help is on the way.
Oh, I love that. What would you say to someone who's listening to this right now who feels like they can't remain calm? They feel like they're trying everything. They're trying meditation. They're trying yoga. They're trying inner child work. They're trying therapy. And they're so afraid of passing these things on to their kids, because I know that was one of your big fears. So what would you say to someone who's listening to this and is hearing your story and is, wow, I can hear that this is possible, but they're at the beginning? What would you say to them?
I would say just get the course and do the tiny next step. Just like, really, I would say the thing that made a huge difference for me was breaking everything down. And it was like almost playing slow motion on myself, like going rewind. And there was this one thing that you shared about mental rehearsal that now is just such an important tool for me. And I would say that the one thing that really helped me was just being able to do the slow motion and just, okay, playing rewind. Okay, this happened. This, what happened before? Let me zoom out of the picture. Oh, I haven't had food for 3.5 or 4 or 5 or 6 hours or whatever. And then noticing, to me, Calm the Chaos has been a sort of an accelerator of my self-awareness of what are the things that really activate me. Like, the scent, you know, if there are certain things that together really bother me. And now I can be like, okay, there's this one thing and this one thing, they're together, maybe I need to step out. And I've done that now. I knew that this was a thing that I could do, but I wasn't able to implement it. So to me, I would say the support for implementing coherently in like a step-by-step program is everything. It's just breaking it down into really tiny steps and trusting that it will actually have the impacts if you focus on a tiny thing rather than trying to do everything at once. Because I was there, I was doing everything at once and not getting anywhere. There's a bit of a humility, especially when you're in like doing all the things, because you're like, oh, I'm doing all the things, come on, like, why? And you're beating yourself up. And it's really frustrating. So there's a humility of, okay, this is something to teach me, and stepping into it and noticing, oh, wow, it's the tiny next steps. It's the rewind, going back and almost reverse engineering yourself. I've just received so much self-awareness from this. We could talk about this. I wish we could do more of this. We could go deeper into this topic because there's so many ways that complicate. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm so grateful. It's actually freed up. It's just freed up energy. I was focused on me blowing up, but then in the process of me knowing more about myself, it's just freed up all of that creative energy. So now I'm doing other things that I wasn't before.
So what would you tell someone that was thinking about joining and making the investment in the full program if they thought this was right for them or not? What would you say to someone?
I would say consider everything you've invested in, and consider everything that you've done and already tried, and really look at this program as so much. It's not just an accelerator in your skills, but really consider it as a way to save on future therapy for your kids and potentially marriage therapy, couples therapy, because it really is such an investment and a savings in all the other remediation that you have to do later on. And so the faster that you can jump into it and really commit, this is what I would say, don't do this to do it only once in a while. The best you can get out of it and the most you can get out of it is really getting into it. It's just like committing to it and doing what you can, but doing in a way that you prioritizing it in your life. That's the way it worked for me. I kind of stopped everything else I was doing and I prioritized Calm the Chaos. And I saw the results. I was like, I'm going to call Dana if I don't see results. And I never had to, because it was just so quickly I was seeing the results and I had such quick access to you guys. And I think you guys are revolutionizing coaching and I love it. And I've learned so much with all of you, and I know I will continue to be engaging with you because now I'm going to have a fourth child. So I will be calling with all sorts of other issues. So I'm so grateful to have you in my life. And I look forward to what life is bringing to me now and how Calm the Chaos can continue to support me. And I I would say hop in. Honestly, it's totally worth it.
I love that. And Christine, I just want to thank you. Thank you for taking time away from your busy family and showing up here. And I know you're in a transition right now, so this takes up some of your precious time. So thank you so much for being vulnerable, for sharing your story, sharing your tips. And I know it's going to be helpful for other parents out there. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you just want to share that's on your heart?
I just wish Calm the Chaos was more accessible. I love it. I think it's such valuable. It's not just, it's the content, it's the community, it's the coaching. And I think the world is going to be a better place thanks to you. So that's what's in my heart.
Thank you so much. And for anyone listening, Calm the Chaos is accessible. We do have it in a book. You can go to calmthechaosbook.com. You can listen to this podcast here. So be sure to send me a message. Let me know what resonated from this episode, what really stood out to you if you're feeling like you're struggling to remain calm. And I hope that you heard what Christine was trying to say is you're exactly the parent your kids need. You don't need some other thing or some other parent. You don't have to let someone else parent your kids. You are doing a great job. It's about removing that pressure. It's about taking it one baby step at a time. And we are here to help you do that one step at a time, whether that is in our full program, which we would love to have you, or it's just here on the podcast. Just head over to calmthechaospodcast.com for more episodes and for the show notes. And just again, leave a review, let us know what's resonating with you so that we can continue to create conversations that help you take one step at a time. And I will see you on next week's episode. Bye guys.
Oh, and before I go, one quick note for all of you who are enjoying the podcast. My new book is officially live, and I know you're going to love it. So just a quick reminder, you can go get your copy at calmthechaosbook.com. And if you do, you'll get some cool bonuses as well. Once again, get your copy at calmthechaosbook.com, and I'll see you next week.